This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome. Good afternoon, actually. Welcome to the Life and Torah of Our Leaders. Tuesdays at 12 o'clock, live with First Seder Beis Medrash, firstseder.org. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. Bez Hashem be joining the Shir. Torah Anytime, as you know, has officially completed their campaign. However, they were a little short of their goal, so if you have not yet donated, please go to my page or any page and donate to Torah Anytime. This series is sponsored by Bottom Line Marketing Group. Rebitzik Saflis has a schus for his family, for the listeners, as for Klal Yisrael. And today's shir is sponsored by my good friend Reb Moshe Tobal as a shvach v'hidot to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for many besuris taivais and continued hatzlacha. So we began last week the Mefarshei HaRambam. We talked about the Magid Mishnah, and we move on this week to Rabbeinu Avram and Reb Moshe Di Baton, the Lechem Mishnah. The Lechem Mishnah. So his father's name, the way he signs his name, was Reb Moshe. We don't know much about him. I will say that if you come across the name Reb Avram Di Baton, or even Reb Moshe, there were numerous, or a few, I shouldn't say numerous, there are at least a few of them, so it's not always clear if we're talking about the same people when you find their names. There was a Chacham and Svas at the exact same time with the same name, so, and there's Hespedim on a Reb Moshe Baton, doesn't necessarily mean it was actually the Lechem Mishnah's father, because there were various Chachamim with similar names. So, In his Tshuva Sefer, the Lechem Mishnah has a Tshuva Sefer called Lechem Rav, as we will see. It's him in Kufnun Zayin. So the one who's asking him the question is someone named Reb Yitzchak Ibn Farg Pei Aleph Reish Gimel. And when he addresses the Lechem Mishnah, he says, Ben, you are the son of Kvoid Gedulas Kedushas HaChacham HaShalem, the complete, perfect Chacham, Yachsusa the Adusa, from the Miuchasim, of Klal Yisrael, Harifusa, the Pumbedisa, the sharp ones of Pumbedisa, Kimerein Rav Moshe Biton, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So clearly his father was someone very, very chashuv. What year was he born? It's not 100% clear. The historians say somewhere in the 1540s. As we'll see later, from the year of his Petira, perhaps he was born in 1550. In Simon Lamed, he writes about his name, Kigoinani, he's talking about names for a get. He says, for example, myself, Sheshinu Hashemi Machmas Choyli, that they changed my name when I was sick, Bani Choysim, and I signed my name, Chia Avraham. So not just the name Avram, they added the name Chia, like a lashon of Chaim, Chia is Aramaic, but Chia Avram. V'chein b'sefer Torah, currently Shnei Shemos, when I get an Aliyah, they call me up with both names, and over there the Shaila is, what's the Iker name, what's both names, and so on and so forth. Happens to be an interesting thing, when you look at his tshuvas, some of them are signed Avram ben Ramosha, and some are signed Chia Avram ben Ramosha. Happens to be that tshuva, that where he talks about his name being changed, and that he writes, I sign my name and I'm called up to the Torah as Chia Avram, that tshuva does not have his signature as Chia Avram, just as Avram. Just an interesting thing. Now, he was related to the Mabit. We had a shir on the Mabit. In Tshuvas Mabit, Chela Gimel, Simen Kuchav Dalin, he writes, the Chacham Leiv, Ikare Novoin Kivenli Sheiri, my relative Ukraivi Harav Avram. He calls him Sheiri Ukraivi, my relative Rav Avram. And in fact, the Lechem Mishnah himself, in Hilchas Maisa Karbonis, Perik Yedzayin Alochi Yedalit, he writes, Varav Maram Mitarni, Zal Kroivi, so that's the Mabit, in my relative Bekira Sefer, in his Sefer Kira Sefer, and the Rambam Kosav. So they each refer to each other with as relatives. Who was his Rebbe? The one Rebbe that we know, his Rebbe was in the city of Saloniki. So I'm not 100% sure if he was born there, if he grew up there. Very not clear. But he clearly was in Saloniki. That's where his Rebbe was, and this is where he spent his life, as we will see. His Rebbe was Reb Shmuel Di Medina, who is known better by the acronym the Marashdam. the Marashdam, one of the Choshuva Svarad Shapaiskim of the time, and he was a Talmud of the Marashdam. For example, we'll bring numerous places in his Tshuvas where he quotes his Rebbe. In Simin Mem Tes, he says, he writes a Tshuva and he says, I'm not going to be definite about this, I'm not going to plant myself here. Adashi Yaskim, Bedoverze, Harav Agoin, Rav Agadol, Ner Yisrael, Meireinu V'Rabeinu Mar Shmuel, that's referring to the Marashdam. And at the end of Simon Samech, he writes, Anias Daiti Kosavdi, this is what I think, Im Yirabeinu Merav Rabbeizai, if you agree to me, Ubiprat Rav Agoy Ner Yisrael, Meiri V'Rabi, he doesn't say the name, and that's usually how he refers to him, as Meiri V'Rabi, without even saying who he is, it was known he was the Marashdam, Rav Shmuel. It's Simon Lamentes, he writes, Achim Yaskimu Rabbani Ha'ir, and also if only the Rabbani Ha'ir agree, Ubeprat Harav HaGadol Tel Shal Kol Poinim Boy, the mountain that all turn to it, Meiri V'Rabi. In Simon Lamentvav, like we said before, he called him Meirenu V'Rabbeinu Mar Shmuel, and in Simon Lamentvav he says, Harav HaGadol Meiri V'Rabi, Meirenu Rav Shmuel Di Medina, he clearly says out his full name, the Marashdam's full name. There's nowhere else in the Tshuvas, it seems to me, that he calls any other Chacham B'Shem as his Rebbe. Now there is one place, is this interesting thing, and they write this as well in the preface to the Lechem Rav that was put out by Zichron Aaron, which I used extensively for preparing the Shir. They write this line that they doesn't call anyone else Meir V'Rabi, and then there's one place where it says Meir V'Rabi, and they put in brackets the Marshach. Marshach was a contemporary, as we'll see later, so I'm not sure why they did that. But nowhere else in the Sefer does he call the Marshach Meir V'Rabi. He calls him a Rav HaGadol, but not Meir V'Rabi. So I'm not sure exactly how those two things work out, that they themselves, right in the beginning, there's no one else that he calls his Rebbe other than the Marashdam. At the end of Kuf Yadalid, he doesn't just say my Rebbe should agree to me. He says Harav Meirizal Chalakalav. My Rebbe argued on him bekama tshuvas vechein shamati mimenu pamim rabas. Whatever the topic was, he says I heard it from him many times. So that's another thing that he's saying that he heard from his Rebbe. And in Simon Lamed Dalid is a shaila of an aguna. And he writes over there, they wrote him the Shaila, and he says, B'chol zois amartilem, yishalu al rav agoin meir v'rabi Rav Shmuel. I said, go ask, this is too complicated, go ask by Rebbe the Marashdam. Ve'shivalu, and he writes, and he answered me, ki kvar shalu mimenu. They already asked the Marashdam, v'lei ratza l'hiris b'loi l'isr v'lei l'heter. And he did not want to paskin, not for isr, not for heter. Azamarti lohem al noah. So he says, if my Rebbe didn't want to paskin, I don't want to paskin either. Al noah tachicheni b'davarze. Don't bother me with this thing. B'vakoshem ikem, I ask you. Zachalti va'iru. I'm trembling. I'm afraid. B'chavas daiti etchem to tell you what I think. My Rebbe doesn't want to say either. B'yavtziru ba'pamu pamayim v'shalosh, and they nudged me. One time, twice, three times. V'ashaylim mimeni, and those who were asking me, rabim v'nichmadim v'nei kali, these are very chashim people from my kehila. Asher alkein lo yachalti lasha b'neichem reikam. Therefore, he says, I wasn't able to turn them away empty-handed. So, but he writes, v'yuno dvara eile negip ne hajos chachmas tilasai. But whatever I say, they should show it to the Marashdam. Gam hu yaskim imonu beheter ra'isho ania. And he says, it sounds like he's saying there's other evidence that perhaps the Marashdam didn't have. And he wants them to show it, and hopefully he'll be maskim to be matter this poor woman, Dimas Alechio, whose tears are on her cheek. I think it was a Shaila. A ship went down somewhere, and this lady was an Aguna. In the end of Simin Chaf Aleph, I think it is, he writes, Kol ze kosavti minoisim minoisim lahalacha. All this I'm writing just as talking and learning lifnei meiri v'rabi, in front of my Rebbe. V'loi chas v'shalun kemeira halacha b'fnei rabbi. So he says, chas shalom, I'm not telling my Rebbe how to paskin. Levadze Omer. So all I'm saying is, Shim Daiti Das Elyon Yaskimi, Daiti Das Elyon Yaskimi. If my Rebbe agrees with me, so Bazed Dvarim Kayamim. So then my words will be correct. Vim Lav, and he says, but if he doesn't, Ein Midvarai Klum, my words should be nothing. Varei Chashuvim Kecheres Hanishbar, they should be like broken shards, Tevin Veloibar, straw, not grain, they should be nothing. So these are the different places he brings from his Rabbi the Marshdam and many other places as well. The Marshdam was Nifter in Cheshvan of the year Shin Nun. Shin Nun is 15 in the beginning of the end of 1589. And in Simon Reish Chav Zayin, the Lacha Mishnah writes, Gam ki ayoy mori sichi adarabo betzar ruchi aliloka charein elikim. He says, today my talk is bitter and I'm in pain. The Orin of Hashem was taken. Ateres reishenu arav agoyin moyer v'rabi areini kaparas mishkavoy ubitoich shiva anoichi ayoyim. I'm still in the shiva for my Rebbe, and he says it's very hard for me to answer, but I'm going to make an effort to. And he signs it, Hamar Vahanenach, the one who's pained and the one who's groaning. Now, Saloniki at the time, we've been in Saloniki in this Tkufa, the 1550s. We were there with the Ein Yaakov, the Marbach, and others as well. At this time was a year, Molei Chachamim, especially after the expulsion in 1492, from Spain in 1497, from Portugal, it was a year Molei Chachamim, and this we find, interestingly, in the Tshuvas of all those contemporary Chachamim, you'll find a lot of times the same Shaila dealt with by different Chachamim, because the Shaila used to make its way around the city. It's a very interesting thing. And a lot of times the Rabbanim would only say, I'm going to pass in this way if the other Rabbanim agree with me, and that's why, like we said before, I mentioned it, that the Marshdam says it over and over again. Only if the other Rabbanim of the city agree with me, this was their Mahalach. And and an example of this, a Talmud of the Marshdam, another Talmud of the Marshdam, Rabbi Yosef Ibn Ezra, in his Shuvah, Simon Lamed, he writes, they want my battery on my recorder. Okay. He says, I saw this for days and years. Baba Ir Vaimi Yisrael, Saloniki, that came to the city of Saloniki. Psak Bolo B'Chachma, Psak full of Chachma. Meharav Agoyin Zokin Yoshi B'Shiva, Kamarainer of Chaim Basanzal. So he says this psak came to the city. Later on he writes, this was asked in our place. Like we said, the tshuva came from a Rav Amuva Kazokin Beveis Yeshiva Seinu. When it came to our yeshiva, Ra'isi Lemara Gadol Sinai Varekaharim, I saw that the great luminary, the Sinai Varekaharim, Mareinu Arav Avram Dibiton, Kimeduma Ratzalach like Al Harav Hazokin Zal. So again, like a psak would come, and he says, like it came to our yeshiva, and even though it came a big psak from Chaim Basan, Zokin Yoshev Yeshiva, but I saw that the Lecha Mishnah, the Rebbe Avraham Bitton, wanted to argue on it. So this was the, like, the halach yelach, so to speak, of halacha in the city of Saloniki. And in fact, over there also, in Tshuvas Rabbi Yosef Ibn Ezra, in Simon Yod Aleph, he writes at the end, V'iskimu b'psak zeh rabboni reinu, the rabbonim of our city agreed to this psak. Who are they? Halei harav agadol marshach, the marshach, Rabbi Shlomo Kain, as we'll see, and gamachacham mufla, kareinu ravdi b'toyin, shar chach mehoir. So again, this was the mahalach in the city for them to have the shayla and have the rabbonim agree with them. Many of the tshuvas in the Lechem Rav from Rav Avram, from the Lechem Mishnah here, he has a lot of tshuvas that he handles with the Marshach, Rav Shlomo Kain, who was one of the Gedolim, the Rabbanim of the time as well. Now, he was a big pikeach. In the Sefer Stei Haaretz, Parshas Mishpatim, was written in the 1700s, in page Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Dalet. So he talks about in Parshas Mishpatim that a dayan has to be zoriz v'charif ma'ayin, has to be very sharp. Lohaitzi din lo'ira, to make sure if someone's trying to be a rami, a trickster, that he'll figure it out. And he says, ki hai uvdo shebali maisa lifnei rav agoin ba lechem mishnah bedin meruma. He says a story that happened in front of the lechem mishnah, and this was a din meruma, was a tricky din. What was the case? Ruvain, he says, gave Shimon two barrels, big barrels full of oil to watch. And they were sealed, and they were closed, and they were sealed with some type of seal on it. And it came to the end of the year, and he gave him back his barrels. He opened them up. There wasn't a drop of oil in there. But the problem was the seal was perfect. Nothing was touched. And Shimon, the one who was watching it, he made a shvuah chamura that he didn't see any of the oil and didn't take any of the oil. And the Lechem Mishnah says came to the storehouse to check it out. And he understood exactly what happened. So he said, here, fill up these two barrels with water and seal them again and put them exactly in the place they were sitting all the time. They came back 3 days later. He says, open them up. And he opened them up and they were full of oil. So he said, what happened? Shimon was a big rabbi. Shimon had, this was one level of his storehouse. He had like a basement. So basically what he did was, he made a tiny little hole in the bottom of the barrel that you could barely see, with a tiny little straw that went down to the floor under it, into another barrel. So basically what happened was, the oil just leaked out slowly into the barrels on the floor below. So he made the shvua. He said, I didn't see any oil, and I didn't touch the oil. Hitaka didn't. He didn't do it. He actually didn't. The shvua was not a shvua sheker. However, what happened here was, when they filled it with water, the water, I don't know how this works physically, in physics here, but the water went down into the barrels below, and since oil floats, the oil floated up to the top, so now the bottom barrels were underneath were filled with water, and the top barrels were full back with the oil. And this was the pikchus he wants to bring out, the sefer of the Lechem Mishnah and the Din Torah, to recognize there was something wrong over here and recognize the shtick that this guy tried to pull off. Okay, the Sefer Chagur HaEifayin, he enumerates the different kehilos in Saloniki. We talked about this a different time. I don't remember which of the Gedolim, maybe the Ein Yaakov, one of the other Gedolim also. There were different communities and congregations, and they had certain things that everybody agreed to in the city, certain things they had their own rules, so to speak, and their own charters. So the Lechem Mishnah was in the city, when he goes through the city of Apulia. He calls it Apulia. Nowadays they call it Apulia, A-P-U-L-I-A, which is Migarshe Apulia. The people who they fled from Apulia, which is in Italy. He says they came to Turkey. This was not Turkey, but the Ottoman Empire. Saloniki was under the Ottomans in the year 1497. I guess went after Portugal and all that stuff. So they came to Saloniki. And so he writes over there, the Chagur HaEifayin, about this community, that it's mashma from the Tshuvas Marashdam, Chai Shemishmet Simen Tav Aleph, that they didn't have, for whatever specific time, they didn't always have a Marbitz Torah. He's medayik that from a tshuva there. But he writes, Achayu Yomim Sha Marbitz Torah Shalem, Hayarav Chi Avram Dibaton, Rav Moshe Zal Tamin Marashdam. He says, but for Etzkufa, the Rav of this Kehila was the Lechem Mishnah, a Talmud of the Marashdam. And in fact, in that tshuva before that we mentioned about the Aguna, where they said they asked the Marashdam and he didn't want to answer, so he writes over there, he starts off that tshuva, Shaluni b'nei Kehili, Kahali, Kakpulya. He says, my Kehila, the Kehila of Apulya, they are the ones who asked me this question. That's why he said before, I couldn't turn them away. They were Chashav and people, b'nei Kehilasi, they were the people of my Kehila. Now we know he was a Dayan in Tshuvas Teres Emes Simen Sadi Beis and Marsha Chelik Beis Simen Sadi Dalid. It's the same Din Torah. There is a letter there, or a document, Memais of Tlasa, talking about Dayanim. We sat as three, and it signs at the end, B'yoyim Hei Chav Zayin L'Tishrei Mishnas Hei Shin Nun Aleph B'Salaniki, and one of the Dayanim is Chi Avram Ben Ramosh Adi Baton Dayan. So he was a Dayan in the city. In Tshuva Shaila Moira from Reb Shabsi Yoino Simenun Zayin, he writes, Umayri Harav Erin Avram Baton, he was a Talmud of his. And in Simen Tzadi Gimel, he writes, Agav Grara, he says, Derech Agav, I'm going to tell you, Shebelomdi Keitzad HaRegel, when I learned Pera Keitzad HaRegel, B'Yeshivas Harav Mayri Erin Avram Di Baton, so he clearly says he learned in his yeshiva, which seems to tell us that not only was he the Rav of a Kehila, not only was a Dayan, but that the Lechem Mishnah also had a yeshiva over there in Saloniki. Now, in the year Shin Memtes, which is 1589, the Rabbanim of Saloniki wrote a long letter to the in response to a request from the Rabbanim of Italy to write against those people who were being makel, being lenient with the Isser of Stam Yayin. And this is brought in the Hakdama to the Sefer Yayin HaMeshumer. And they wrote a whole long letter there. And at the end they signed it, Chasumim Paisalaniki, Chodesh Tamushnas, Hei Shin Memtes, Liyitzira, Beseder Zayis Chukas HaTaira. Now after that, each of the Rabbanim, eight Rabbanim I think it was, they then write their own little paragraph and they sign it. So the last one is from the Alecha Mishnah, and he writes, Hey Nemes, kol yomai tamati ala minig araze meichan yotza. My whole life I wondered from this bad minig, where did it come from that you could be mekel in Stam Yayin? And he writes all different reasons why you can't. Im kein, at the end he writes, Kevin shein lanu shum paisek sheyater, we don't have any paisek who is mater. Kairi ani leminig, I call this custom, hafchai, the opposite. V'hi Gehenim, the same letters of Minig is Gehenim. He says, so, I call this Minig Gehenim Rachmana Litzlan Me'oinish Kehai. Rabbi Nisham should save us from such a punishment. Hanir Lanias Daiti Kasafti. Now, in the Sefer Kairi Hadairis on page Mem Gimel, he writes, V'loi Harech Yamim, that the Lecha Mishnah did not live for very long. V'loi Balich Lal Zikna, he didn't get to the age of being elderly. And he quotes, he says that the one who wrote the Akdama, Rabbi Yosef Dinovish, who wrote the Akdama to the Sefer Lecha Mishnah, wrote this as well. He doesn't say what he wrote, but I will quote for you in the Akdama, and we'll see it again in a few moments. He was nifter in half of his days, b'mala rama, on a very high madrega. So he was nifter young. Now, in the Sefer Chagor HaEifer that we quoted before, we talked about the Kehila that he was in. At the end there it says, Asher Chai Mem Teshana, he lived for 49 years, Mem Teshanim, Uvishnas Hashin Nun Tes, and in 1599, Allah L'Shamayim, which is why I said before, if in 1599 he was lifter at the age of 49, so that means he was born in the year 1550. In the Akdama to the Zichron Aharon, he has a whole bunch of pages there to try to figure out different stiras of different people, of years that they say he was nifter. I don't remember that he brought this Maramakim where it said Beferish in the year Shin Nun Tes. I don't remember he brought that, but I think he himself comes out over there that it was after the year Shin Nun Ches. So it stems with this Chagor HaEifer. Now the Kari Haderis over there continues and he says, Vishamati Mibiz Kanim, I heard from elderly people that he was niftar on Erev Shabbos in a Magefa. There were a lot of Magefas in those days, as we'll see in a few moments as well in the share that in Saladiki, a lot of plagues and pandemics. And he was buried Bein Ashmashas and the sun set. And the people were mitzar, they were upset, they were pained, that maybe they were mechalo Shabbos by burying him. It was already after Shabbos started. And when they got home from the base, from the cemetery, Zorcha HaShemesh, the sun came back out, v'heir lehem ayoyim, and it was day again, v'samchu, and they were happy that they were not mechalo es HaShabbos. Now let's talk about his svarim. The Chidon Shema Gedolim writes, V'chibar harav shtei halechem. And the Rav composed shtei halechem, two loaves. Now, there are those who mistakenly thought that that was the name of a sefer, which is clearly not. It's a pun that the Chida is well known for his puns. The pun that there's two svarim that are called lechem, so he calls them shtei halechem. Ovad Lechem Rav. Now Lechem Rav is his name of his tshuvas. So the Chida is using another pun, because this is a pasuk in Daniel, Parakei Pasuk Aleph, of Belshazzar maybe. Ovad Lechem Rav. He made a big suda. So Lechem Rav is the name of the tshuvas, so the Chida says Ovad Lechem Rav, mi tshuvas, and Lechem Mishnah, chibar nichbar al Rambam, the Lechem Mishnah, which is a composition on the Rambam, the Hitzchel Lechaber Sefer Lechem Mishnah, and he composed, or began to compose the Sefer Lechem Mishnah before the Sefer Kesef Mishnah of the Beis Yosef, Lamaranzal, that the Beis Yosef was printed, as we'll see in a few moments as well. So let's talk about the Lechem Mishnah, because that's, and we'll get to the Lechem Rav in a few moments. The Lechem Mishnah was brought to print by Rabbi Yosef Dinovish, as we said before. It was originally brought to print, it was printed as two chalakim. The first chalak was until Sefer Kedusha of the Rambam, including Kedusha, and the second chalak was Hafla till the end. He doesn't have Anzroim and Antahara. Eventually, in the later printings, it got put into the Rambam. So this Rabbi Yosef wrote two long hakdamas to each chelek, chelek Aleph and chelek Beis. By the second or third printing, the printers left out the hakdamas, and that's why none of the Rambams, until Madura Shapsi Frankel, Zichrayna Livracha, they reprinted it over there in the Shapsi Frankel Rambam, and we'll see many things that they printed from the original that are not in the regular Rambams. So he writes as follows. Let's look. I'm going to take out pieces here from the Akdama. So this Rabbi Yosef Dinovich writes, he says, it's been 20 years since I was in the house of my rich father-in-law, the Chacham, my Rein Rav Yudah Ben Vinist. So I lived in his neighborhood, the neighborhood of the Lecha Mishnah. Asher Oir Tarasa Heli L'Meishiv Nefesh. The light of his Torah was like a nachas for me. He's having issues today with power. Let me just plug in my stuff over here. That one's also. Apologize for the what's it called? Everything was charged up, but I think. Let's hope that that's okay. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so he says that he was a meshiv nefesh for me, and he says, when I was young, I used to go in and out of his house. I was yaitzev v'nichnas. He says, now I remember those days that the Mechaber wrote a pirush on Mareinu Moshe Bar Maimonzal on the Rambam. V'amechaber nisvakish b'yeshiva shamayla b'chatzi yomav, like we quoted before, he was nifter in half his days, b'mayla raman a very high madrega. V'ani adati, he says, and I know, ki ha-sefer ha-yakamus v'chasim ha-tzrayis, so this sefer was hidden away in his storehouses. He says, and now that I came to this great city of Venice, he says, I see B'nai Aliyah, each one of them is printing their sefer. And he says, V'lavash the big day kina, kina Hashem. And I decided, I said, I have to do something. How can I see the chachma of the Lecha Mishnah, such unbelievable chachma that's hidden away? Munachas b'keren zavis is left in a corner. Al-Kain, he says, therefore I wrote to the son of the Mechaber, Reb Meir, the son of Lecha Mishnah, and he looked and he found the Motzia Taiva, and he found the Sefer. And he says, and he also with his Chachma, Asa Hagalat Sefer, he made some corrections on the Sefer. Chaste Hashem Leisamnu. Then he says, I heard one night in my dream, and the Mechaber called to me B'kol Ram in a loud voice. And he said, Malacha Nirdom, why are you slumbering? Take my Sefer and go over it very well, because it's full of mistakes from those who copied it over, the Sefer who copied it over. And do Kalayosher Beinecha, do what you think is fit. So he continues and he says, and even though there I saw the Goyne Olam made a pirish on the Rambam, so you'll say, what's the Lecha Mishnah adding? Malkam Hinichol HaMechaber, they left place for the Mechaber, the Lecha Mishnah as well. The first one who wrote a pirish was the Magid Mishnah, Mishneu, the second one, the Kesa Mishnah. And he says, I named this Sefer. In other words, the Reb Avram didn't name his own Sefer. The Reb Yosef, the printer, the one, no, I shouldn't say he's not the printer, the one who put it, brought it to print, he named it. I called it Shmoy Lecha Mishnah. And he says, why? He says, because it's similar to like the man that fell for the Gedolim, and he writes, Ki Kain Kol Nesiyei Yisrael Bo V'liyukadu Lecha Mishnah. Let all the chashuv people in Klai Yisrael go and gather Lecha Mishnah. I left out some pieces, but basically he says, like the Mechaber is in Machane Hashem, and down here we have Machane Yisrael, and this is his Torah, and like, so he's like trying to make this mashal of like Klai Yisrael in the Midbar and their Machane getting the man and getting like Lecha Mishnah, the double portion. Lechei l'chu lachmu b'lachmai, go, everyone get some food, some lechem, from his lechem. Now, in the Akdam of Chelek Beis, he says, I'm going to ask you that when you look at the Sefer, you should do it with a merciful eye. because if you're going to find any mistakes, you should judge us lekav schus mikama taimim. You should judge us favorably for many reasons. Number one, ishkias miyavin. There's always mistakes in Sfarim. V'zayis va'aydi says another reason is because this sefer hurak mi kli al kli, it went from one vessel to another, but gai lahalach, it went in exile miyad liyad, from hand to hand, mehad to glatik, from copy to copy, v'naflu boi tois gedailus, and there were many mistakes as it got copied over and over again. Ki rabu mispar, he says there's so many mistakes. V'gam, he says, so you'll say, okay, but why don't you correct it? He says the malacha was rabba, was an immense amount of work. Ubiprat yoim bechipazin rabba. He says there was a lot of haste. Kihilchsa rabsa b'shabbos, because it's a big halacha about Shabbos. Umisifin michol ala kaidish, and he add on from chol ala kaidish. I'm not sure exactly what he means with that. We'll see in a moment. Now at the end of Chelek Aleph, the Magia was named Rabbi Yitzchak Gershon. He writes again shkias miyavin. There's been mistakes. He says, Yaitzim Mazikin Shenivru Be'erev Shabbos. It comes from the Mazikin who were created in Erev Shabbos. She'ein HaChocham Yochel Adaktek, that it's impossible to be careful about it. V'day B'zeh Ha'ara. It's enough that this is all that I'm saying. So what are they being meramis to? So they're being meramis to the following, which seems an interesting thing, because it says that the Sefer was completed. He says at the end it says Ashlamas HaSefer was Yom Hashishi on a Friday, Chav Vav Sivan He Shin Samach Vav. Shin Samach Vav is 1606. Now L'chaira, if you do the dates, Chav Vav Sivan was Shabbos, not Friday. So the reason is as follows, because the Geisha printers used to go and print even late Friday night, on Lav Davka on Shabbos day, but late Friday night as well. And that's what they both meant, that it was Bein HaShmashes, Meisifim Mechol Ala Kodesh, the Mazikin, but they didn't want to say it explicitly. And this was a common problem, that the Geisha printers used to do this. And so it seems that even though when they wrote, they didn't want to write, obviously it was printed, it was Shabbos, it was really Friday, but the actual finishing of the printing was actually Chav Vav Sivan, which was Bein HaShmashes Friday night. Now it seems that they started the printing process Shin Samach Gimel, because in the beginning it says it's Shnas v'Noshuva Chadesh Yameinu Mikedem, and Noshuva is Gematria Shin Samach Gimel. So it took a few years, I guess, for the actual printing process. Now his son wrote Hakdama as well, Reb Meir, and he writes also the Magen Mishnah wrote and Acharav Kam Kamayu Sefer Kesef Mishnah Mokam Inichu, but they left place for my father. Vafkam Zois, he says, you should know, Kasher Zorcha, that when my father, it started to shine, my father, Lechaber, Hachiber Nifla Hazed, this unbelievable work, Adayin Lo Yotzalar Sefer Kesef Mishnah, Kasher Yira Haraya, Be'ilchas Tvila. The Sefer Kesef Mishnah had not come out yet, like the Chidah had written. Now, how does he know that? So the, he says, look in Hilchas Tefillah. So if you look in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, he says over there, the Lecha Mishnah, Hayoyim Aleph La'adar, Shnas Heishin Lamed Hei, in 1575, Higil Liyadi Pirish Harav Agayim Reiner Rav Yosef Karizal. I got the Pirish of Rav Yosef Karay. V'reis Yishyesh Baharba Dvar Mesher Yanti V'ksheisi Ba'alocha Shekasavti Arata. And he says, I see many of the same things that I was ma'ayin in and that I asked in the halachas until now. So therefore, mikan v'hala, from here and on, le'echtoiv, elo hadavar ha'mechudesh ha'shali. I'm only going to write things that are a chiddush to me. Now, I want to point out, the Sefer was not written in order. So therefore, if you'll find something later, after Hilchas Tefillah, that seems to be the same as the Kesef Mishnah, it's not a stira to this, because he didn't write the Sefer in order. It's mavur clearly in the Svarim, not like that, that it wasn't in any order. But wherever he was holding in his learning, from then and on, he says, I'm going to write, if it's in the Kesef Mishnah, I will not repeat it. Now his son continues in the Hakdama, and he writes, you should know, Kilay Matzasi Achibar Shalim. He says, I didn't find the complete Sefer. He says, there are some halachasum prakim that he didn't write, that I couldn't find the Pirish. Why? Kerava mechaber boida asuk mechaber achibur, because while he was busy still writing the sefer, lakach haseilakim, Hashem took him, so he never completed it. He says, also I found in many halachas shtei madurais, there were two versions of it. There's, you know, he learned it one time and he wrote, and then he learned it the second time. And he writes, V'yesh Dvarim, and there are things that contradict each other in the two Maduras. Let's say the Mechaber would be Ma'ayin in one halakha, V'achar Zman, and afterwards he would learn it again, and he would be Chayzer from what he wrote before. Because he was so busy, he forgot Lahaver al Kumis to cross out what he wrote earlier. So he says, Umayata Hama'ayin Yerav Yishbait. He says, so I put them both in, and whoever's looking at them has to decide on their own which one's right. He says, because Danilo Shalachti Yodi Lakaitra Asagasi, I'm not going to decide which one is the right one. Even though if the Mechaber would have crossed it out himself, or you'll say, isn't the second version a Raya that the first one he held was wrong? But he wanted to leave it at it, as is the son, and he put them both in. Now, for example, in the beginning of the halachas of Shvisas Asar of Yom Kippur, so if you look in the regular Rambam, it says, Omar Hamatik, the copier says, Balachas Elu Matzasi Shtei Maduras. In these halachas I found two different versions. V'raiv hadvurim shemadura zois ksuv madura acheres. And most of the things that are in this madura are in the other madura. Uvishinu lasha, maybe a little bit of a change of a lasha. Gam yesh mazeh ma'shein mazeh. He says, but sometimes there's things in this that are not the others. Ulaficha chukrati lahatik shneem. And therefore I put them both there. But when you learn a regular Lecha Mishnah, you don't know which part is the different version, which one is the Madura Aleph, Madura Beis, and you could see two shtiklach that seem to contradict each other or repeat from each other, and you wonder why that is. So this we have to thank Rav Reb Shabbos Frankel, Zichrayna Levracha, who, by the way, for those of you who don't know, he was the son-in-law of Rabbi Yisim Nechemia Kornitzer. And the Yibal Mechaim L'chaim, his son Rav Yisim Nechemia Frankel, is a Yedid, I feel is close Yedid of mine, and listens to the Shiurim Baruch Hashem as well. And in Shabsi Frankel, Rambam, they continue after that, what was there, what was in the original printing. And he writes, Varisi Lahatik Birvuvya, he says, I'm going to put it all together. In other words, I'm not going to like make Madura Aleph and then start again on the Rambam. In the Rambam, both Maduras are going to be there, Kedei Lahakil, to make it easier. Ella Echtoiv Ois Aleph or Ois Beis. But when it comes to Madura Aleph, there'll be an Aleph there, and Madura Beis, there'll be a Beis there. We don't have that. For example, in Hilchas Malva Veloiva, Parak Aleph Halacha Daleph, look in the Maduras Frankel, in the middle there, it says, Kasav HaMesad Olecha Mishnah, Madura Acheres Matzasi Be'elu Halachais, I found another Madura, V'nira Shehi Rishayna, it seems that's the Madura Rishayna, U'leficha Chanimar Shemesav Ba'is Aleph, so I'm putting an Aleph here. V'ala B'dayti Shleilicht of Klal, he says, I thought maybe I shouldn't write it at all. He says, Shanira mitaych madura shenis heim betelim legabe maron lekasa madura shnia. He says, because when I look at the madura shnia, it seems that Lecha Mishnah didn't agree to the whole thing, and he argued on the whole thing. Elishloi melani libi lasis kain. But he says, I couldn't do that, just like his son wrote. I couldn't take that achrayas. Now, in the regular Rambam, it's just a new Dibur HaMaskel, and you totally not cop. One piece is a stira to the other. In the Franco Rambam, there's a mem and an aleph, madura aleph over there. And this is another interesting thing. In Hilchas Schiras, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. At the end, it writes, Gimel Zayin, Mem Kaf, which usually means Gamze, Matzasi Kasuf. But if you look at the Franco Rambam, it says over there, Dover Ze, I'm sorry, it says, Tzarech Leimar, Mem Beis, not Mem Chaf. It's Madura Beis. And whoever saw it originally saw Mem Beis. What's Mem Beis? It must be Mem Chaf, Matzasi Kasuf. So therefore, Matzasi Kasuf, Gamze Matzasi Kasuf. That's how this happens. But really, it's supposed to be Madura Beis. Now, his son in Akdama writes that most of the Sefer was Binyarim, Balim, and Betulayim. It was like scraps of paper that were Zer Sham, a little here and a little there. And it was very hard to put together. Now, the beginning of Hilchas Tainis, Harava Mechaberzel, Kasav Harava Mechaberzel, Hilchas Tainis Iyanti Bikfar Lyuadi. Lamed Yud Vav Aleph Dal Yud. I learned this in that village. Yan ki sifre svarayaniti. He says, I don't have my tzvarim. Vitzarachani lechapis v'svarim iksas binyanim. Kasher nova yair baz Hashem atzigam pa. He says, so I wrote this when I was there, but I didn't have my tzvarim. There's a few things I have to look up. When I get back to the city, I'll put them here. So there was a lot of magefas. In Salonika, as we said before, and often he would have to run out to the villages, and this was one of the times that he wrote that there. In Hilchas Geneva, Parakimel, there's no Lecha Mishnah there at all in the regular Rambam. But in the Franco Rambam, it says, Liyosi Bikvar Libiari or something, another city, when I was in this village. He says, I wasn't able to look up the places in the Gemara. When we get back to the city, I'll go over them again. But it sounds like that he didn't want to write anything on those halachas because he didn't have his Gemara, and it doesn't seem that we got that pirish at all. Now his son in Chuvis Maram Baton Kuf Mem Amad Aleph writes Mashakasa Varav Adoni Avi Beperek Tes Milchas Avodah Zarah. He says there's a problem there with that halacha. If I would have his ksav yad, hayanikar la'ayin would be very clear that there's a mistake in the printing. Ha'emes ach nisraf, he says the problem is it got burnt b'salaniki b'sreif ha'shasara v'ashem zeshanim. So it sounds like the actual ksav yad got burnt, and therefore there were only copies of it, and like we said, there were copies and copies and copies, that there were a lot of problems. V'choy taras yashkiach, and he says to this person, Shabbaparak ze'atzmi ishkamatos safer milashan. And in this parak itself, there's many, many mistakes. Now the Chazanish brought down in Maitzish Chelek Dalid Amud Peites. He writes, he says over there, he told, I think, Rav Chatzko Bretler, he told someone that from all the Mefarshei Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah asked the most stark kashas, the strongest questions on the Rambam, and someone did some type of a computer search, Bar Ilan search, and it comes out that the amount of times the Lecha Mishnah ends off Tzorach Iyan on the Rambam is about 500 times, which is a lot of times. Okay, his shuvas we said is called Lechem Rav, just to finish up here. They were printed after his Petira in the year Tav Chaf, which is 1660. In the Sharblat, in the title page, it says it was brought to print by his grandson, Reb Avram ben Reb Aaron. So it's a grandson with the same name as him. And his brother-in-law, meaning a grandson-in-law, the Gvir Reb Yitzchak Algaranti, Nosi Bas Benai, who was married to his granddaughter, the daughter of Reb Aaron. They pay double for the printing, and it doesn't mean mamish double, it means they pay for the printing, and they decided the way they're going to do it is they're going to be maktish the money, hektish gomer, 500 svarim that should be sold, and the money should be used as a keren. The keren should remain, the principal should remain, and it should be invested, and the profit should be given to the Talmud Chachim who are learning in this yeshiva, in this city of Izmir. They write over there, if they want to change their mind to another yeshiva, another city, they have the right, they have the right to do it. Now he doesn't exactly say, in Akdama, the grandson doesn't exactly say why he called it Lechem Rav, but like, Teich Dvarav, in the way he's talking, he says, after he wrote, he has the Sefer Lechem Mishnah, now I'm giving you Lechav L'Sava, that you should eat, and be satiated Lechem Rav, a lot of bread, Achran Achran Chaviv Maisa Rav. So, I would assume it might have to do with, like the Chidah said, that pasuk in Daniel, but it's not clear from the Hakdam over there. Now, did he have any other svarim in Nizke Mamein, Perak Beis Halacha Yod? He writes, "Bechidushin leperaketz at a regel in my chidushin of peraketz at a regel of a kama kasafti shampir shasugla das Rabbeinu." I wrote there the explanation of the sugya according to the Rambam. And also the end of Halacha Yud Zayin over there, it is Kemamun Uchvar Harachti B'Chidushi, and I talked at length already in my Chidushin. In Avodim, Perak Dalad Alcha Gimel, V'Kasavtim B'Chidushi L'Masefta Chidushin. I wrote them in my Chidushim on Chidushin. In Shavuos, Zayin Dalad, U'Biuri L'Berakam, the Shavuos Harachti. So it seems he had Chidushim on Shas as well that we do not have. In Uchas Eidus Gimel, Dalit, he writes, "Ufar kasavti b'malkamacher b'pirushi b'divrei hator." And I already wrote it another place in my explanation of the words of the Torah in Hilchas Eidus. Yishu b'divrei Rabbeinu a teretz for the Rambam, which would seem to indicate that he might have had chidushim on the Torah as well. Not as clear, but it might indicate that as well. In many places, he writes, Kasafti b'makamachar, I wrote about this in a different place, and we don't know exactly where that different place is. So this is the Lecha Mishnah, Rav Ram Dibetone. Schusa yagin aleinu v'alko Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.